going to be cold, cold, cold as Santa makes his long journey from the North Pole tonight. I hope Rudolph's nose is in fine form, because we are forecasting heavy snowfalls all over the county. The low tonight will be negative 20 Celsius, and the high for Christmas Day is negative 12 Celsius. This weather update has been sponsored by Kraft Cheese Spreads, available in 7 flavors. Make great last-minute holiday hors d'oeuvres. Our special live holiday show will begin shortly. As I leave you tonight, may I humbly wish you the most joyous of Christmases and much health and happiness for the coming new year.
Herbert, I need you to stay late tonight. Larry is snowed in and can't co-host the evening program.
But I've worked a full shift already. Besides, I already gave my special holiday sign-off message.
Oh, that's too bad. Larry was supposed to read the lead role in our last installment of A Christmas Carol tonight.
The lead, did you say? I'll do it, but I won't read any more of these terrible advertisements.
Fine, I'll get someone else to read them. Just stay, please.
What happened to Larry?
Apparently, he's been snowed in.
Herbert will be co-hosting with you tonight.
Betty, Herbert, Larry has been snowed in. It's a disaster. Who's going to cover for him?
Relax, Miss Zimmerman. I've already taken care of it. Herbert is going to stay late and co-host with Libby.
Oh, well, good. Carry on.
Where is everyone? We go live in 2 minutes.
We're here, but someone has been touching our sound props again. The handbells are missing.
Okay, I'll take care of it. You'll just have to improvise in the meantime. We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to our special live Christmas Eve show. We have a very special program planned for you tonight. In addition to some wonderful live music performances, we will conclude the evening with the last installment of our Campbell Playhouse presentation, Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol.
First up, we have local music star Natalie Knight with the holiday hit, Toyland.
Toyland, Toyland, little girl and boy land, while you dwell within it, you are ever happy there. Childhood's joy land, mystic merry toy land, once you pass its borders, you can never return again.
Childhood's joy land, mystic merry toy land, once you pass its borders,
Thank you, Miss Knight. Always a pleasure. Before we move on, we would like to remind you that we'll be going off air early this evening for the holiday. Now, Cress is going to tell you how important brushing is during the Christmas season.
Herbert, the children's choir is here for their special presentation. I need you to give an introduction while I bring them in. A short introduction.
Short? Got it. And now, a children's choir is going to sing.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. Is it time for play? It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so
Thank you, children, for being here tonight and sharing that wonderful song with us. We will continue after these words from our sponsors.
I love Bosco. It's rich in chocolate tea. Chocolate-flavored Bosco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy.
Why is the audience so small tonight?
I'm sorry. It's Christmas Eve and the snow is really starting to pile up out there. I stood out on the streets for hours. This is the most I could drum up.
Well, it's going to sound like we're all alone in here. There's hardly any applause.
I'm sorry. I'll ask the Foley artist to boost up the sound, and maybe we can liven up this audience a little bit. There is one other little thing.
What now?
Well, in order to get Herbert to stay tonight, I had to promise him he wouldn't have to do any more sponsor announcements. You know how he hates doing them.
So get someone else to read them.
Well, that's just it. We're short-staffed as it is tonight, and I'm already reading one of the characters in the Playhouse presentation myself. So could you...
Betty, I haven't spoken on air in years.
They're all written out for you. No improvising. All you have to do is read them. That won't be a problem, will it?
No, that will not be a problem. The following choir presentation is brought to you tonight courtesy of Palm Olive Soap. Whether your complexion is dingy, oily, or coarse-looking, doctor-recommended Palm Olive Soap will leave your skin fresher and brighter-looking. Try the Palm Olive Plan for a lovelier complexion. And now, please welcome the Raggedy Ann and Andes.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again, fill up the stockings. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever. Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. I need a little Christmas now.
Thank you.
you for that lovely performance.
Betty, the charioteers are here. They want to know when they will be performing.
They'll have to wait about 5 minutes. They'll be on after the news, the weather, and a commercial.
I don't think they're going to like that.
For your guarantee of protection, Swift's Premium Franks now come to you cellophane-wrapped and made fresh daily. They are brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor with all their natural goodness sealed in. So kids, tell your mom that you want Swift's Premium Franks. And mom, get some today. They're delicious.
And now, our very special guests, the Charioteers, to sing for you the holiday hit, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old.
I'm still short a few voices for a Christmas carol. Can you read one?
I'm the talent manager. I don't do on-air work.
Charioteers, can you do it?
Yes, uh-huh. Of course.
Great. We'll get you scripts. You have 1 minute.
We conclude our program tonight with the last installment of this week's Campbell Playhouse presentation, brought to you by the makers of Campbell's Soups. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. When we last left you at the end of Chapter 4, Scrooge received a visit from the third and final spirit, the ghost of Christmas Yet to Come, and was frightened by a glimpse of his own fate.
Yes, the bedpost was his own. The bed was his own. The room was his own. Best and happiest of all. The time before him was his own, to make amends in. Scrooge scrambled out of bed.
I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. The shadows of the things that would have been may be dispelled. They will be. I know they will.
Scrooge was laughing and crying at the same time.
I don't know what to do. I am as light as a feather. I am as happy as an angel. I am as merry as a schoolboy. A Merry Christmas to everybody! A Happy New Year to all the world!
He was checked in his excitement by the churches ringing out the most joyous peals he had ever heard. Running to the window, he opened it and put out his head. He called downward to a boy in Sunday clothes loitering on the street.
What's today? What's today, my fine fellow?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day!
It's Christmas Day! I haven't missed it. Do you know the Poulterers? In the next street at the corner.
I should hope I did.
Oh, an intelligent boy. A remarkable boy. Do you know where they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there?
What? The one as big as me? It's hanging there now.
Is it? Go and buy it.
Go on.
No, no. I'm in earnest. Come back with the man and I'll give you a shilling. Come back with him in less than 5 minutes and I'll give you half a crown.
The boy was off like a shot. Scrooge rubbed his hands together and began to laugh.
I'll send it to Bob Cratchit. He shan't know who sent it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim. What a joke.
He dressed himself all in his best and at last got out into the streets. The people were by this time pouring forth as he had seen them with the ghosts of Christmas present. And walking with his hands behind him, Scrooge regarded everyone with a delighted smile. In the afternoon, he turned his steps towards his nephew's house. He passed the door a dozen times before he had the courage to go up and knock.
Is your master at home, my dear?
Yes, sir. He's in the dining room, sir, along with mistress. I'll show you upstairs, if you please.
Thank you. He knows me. I'll show myself in. Fred?
Why, bless my soul! Who's that?
It's I, your Uncle Scrooge. I have come to dinner. Will you let me in, Fred?
Let him in. It is a mercy he didn't shake his arm off. He was at home in 5 minutes. Nothing could be heartier. Wonderful party, wonderful games, wonderful happiness. But he was early at the office next morning. If he could only be there first and catch Bob Cratchit coming late. That was the thing he had set his heart upon. The clock struck 9, no Bob. A quarter past, no Bob. He was a full 18 minutes and a half behind his time.
Hello. What do you mean by coming here at this time of day?
I am very sorry, sir. I'm behind my time.
You are. Yes, I think you are. Step this way, sir, if you please.
It's only once a year, sir. It shall not be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir.
Now I'll tell you what, my friend. I am not going to stand this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, I am about to raise your salary.
Bob trembled and got a little nearer to the ruler. He had a momentary idea of knocking Scrooge down with it, holding him, and calling to the people in the court for help and a straitjacket.
A merry Christmas, Bob! A merrier Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, than I have given you for many a year. I'll raise your salary and endeavor to assist your struggling family. Make up the fires and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew. It was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed,
God bless us, everyone!
This concludes our holiday program.
Before all of us here at the station go off the air and home to our families, we hope that our studio audience, and all of you at home, will join us in singing just one more carol.
Everyone!